getting you home every weekday evening. 105 Drive with Julian Clover.
This is Cambridge 105.
The Cambridge Beer Festival is underway on Jesus Green, where we find Dom Smith and a special guest.
Hello, yes, you join me down here at the Cambridge Beer Festival, the 42nd Cambridge Beer Festival. And as any regular visitors to the festival will know, there's always a theme each year. And of course, being number 42, it should come as no surprise that this year's theme is Douglas Adams and Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. Of course, Douglas Adams, born and educated here in Cambridge. Now, for anyone who hasn't been to the beer festival before, little explanation of how it works. You pay your entrance fee, but then after that, you come through the main gates and you have to pay a deposit on your glass. Having bought your glass, you can then go through into the main marquee, where there are some 200-odd British ales and 50-odd foreign ales, some barley wines, meads, wines, all sorts in that main marquee. Now, not all the beers are on all the time. Of course, they only come on when they're ready. So the beer list is published at cambridgebeerfestival.com, but it may be, of course, that the beer you want isn't on at the time. Back in the marquee, where you pick up your glasses, there's the famous cheese counter, which also sells pork pies, scotch eggs, all that sort of stuff, to keep you nicely fed whilst you're being watered by the beer. This year, the festival is supporting Serve Suffolk and Cambridgeshire. They're volunteers who transport urgently needed medical items such as blood to hospitals free of charge, and their donation buckets are being wielded around the festival. And you can also donate the deposit from your pint glass to the charity as well on your exit. So, of course, Cambridge Beer Festival is staffed entirely by volunteers. And one of the volunteers this year is Dr. Julian Huppert, Cambridge's former MP, of course. Dr. Huppert, first of all, commiserations. Why are you volunteering this year?
It's a great Cambridge thing, and I've been coming for many, many years, but always on the other side as a punter. Some of the people who've involved with this were talking to me before the election. I said, yeah, I'll volunteer. If I win, I won't be able to do that much. If I lose, I'll have a bit more free time. And, you know, how right I was. So it's good fun. It's nice to see people and to help out in a great community activity.
Excellent. And, of course, while you were in office, you campaigned quite vigorously for pubs and beer.
Very much so. So about the price of beer, about the tithes, about making sure that pubs could be free of the tithe in a more easy way for planning protection as well, so they wouldn't be knocked down. And we achieved a number of things, and it was a great pleasure to work with Camera and so many others. And, you know, it was some of the things they said about me were very nice as well. So, it's a good fun to be here and to see people enjoying beer.
Excellent. And do you have a favourite beer from what you've tasted so far?
Well, there's a lot I haven't tried yet. And the best name, given this is the 42nd one, has to be the Pangalactic Gargle Blaster over here. Most potent one so far is definitely the Milton Brewery Exercise, Marcus Aurelius Conrosa. And I've liked, the redness is quite good. Yeah.
Excellent. Well, in that case, on your recommendation, I'll have a third of the redness, please, for me.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much. Dr. Julian Huppert, one of the volunteers here at Cambridge Beer Festival. Now, the Beer Festival is, of course, open from 12 until 3 every day this week, and also from 5 till 10:30. Entrance is free if you go to that lunchtime session. If you go to the evening session, it's £4 on Tuesday and Wednesday, £5 on Thursday and Friday, and then the festival's open all day for £3 on Saturday. Last admission is 30 minutes before closing time at 10:30.